you get to start over, and you don't know what the possibilities are, but everybody starts in the same spot, and we got a chance to do something special this season, and it starts right here, and this week, and having a great week of preparation, and going to Dallas and playing smart football, and see if we can get a win.
So much changes during the year, whether it's injuries, whether it's streaks, bad or good. Can you ever really tell going into the first game what kind of expectations you could have for a team?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have expectations, but you kind of know what the guys who have been here a number of years, what to expect from them. But you always have new guys on the team, and hopefully have some surprises in a good way where you guys can step up and pick up things fast and make some great plays for us. So I think we know what to expect, but still, you gotta go play the games, and it's like game planning for a team. You kind of know what you think you might expect, what they're gonna do defensively, but there's always gonna be something new, and you gotta adjust and play football.
Does preseason concern you, or do you just throw it out?
No concerns. Feel good about where we are right now and what we can do, and so we just gotta go. I'll do it on Sundays and do it when it counts. And so I feel good about where we are, how I feel within the offense, our players that we have, and I think we'll be able to go out there and move the ball. Well, just the practices that we have. You have a few snaps in games, but you have a lot of practice, a lot of reps where guys are doing good things, guys are making plays. And so just feel good about what we have with the playmakers that we have and their ability to go out there and put them in a position to make plays.
I know it's the side of the ball that you don't watch from an opponent, but have you paid attention at all to Dak Prescott, what he's done the preseason?
I've seen a little bit. I mean, I haven't watched any game film or anything, but saw that he's had good numbers and had some good drives. And met Dak, saw him play at Mississippi State, and he's a tremendous athlete and seems to be playing great football. So our defense will have to get prepared for him.
What's it mean to have Victor back, and personally and as a teammate, after all he's had to go through the last couple of years?
Yeah, just excited for Victor. There's everything he's gone through, and just as a friend, as a teammate, just excited to have him back in the lineup and know he'll be able to make some plays for us.
You've seen Josh over the years,
and know a little bit about him, but not tons. So obviously he's got a lot to learn, a lot to catch up with. But seemed to pick things up fairly well today, and we'll welcome to the quarterback room and get him caught up to speed.
What were your thoughts on Ryan's struggles?
I thought Ryan did some good things, and thought he played well. In the other week versus the Patriots, and did some good things versus the Jets, and I thought he did a good job this preseason.
Eli, compared to last year, has Dallas's defense changed much?
Yeah, I mean, I think each year you're going to change a little bit as they grow within that defensive scheme. Have a few new faces, but for the most part, very similar. But they'll each and every week put in a different. Different twists on things and have some new schemes that are a little different, but I think they'll rely a lot on what they normally do and they play fast and don't do a whole lot of different things, but because of that they can play very fast and know exactly what their assignments are and they play sound football.
Feel what? A little older than maybe you did 2 weeks ago with the two rookies starting?
No, don't make me feel any older. So obviously that happens. You have some rookies playing quarterback, and so it doesn't affect me so much. I got to go out there and do my job and try to play well. And obviously this week going against rookie quarterback in Dallas, but you know, I'm still playing for their defense and got to go do my job.
Do you think the jump for a rookie quarterback has changed since the span of your career, maybe?
Yeah, probably so. I think so. I think, you know, colleges are doing more offensively, and you know, a lot more passing, a lot more concepts, and so you know, maybe that you know, that's you know, kind of giving them a little bit of advantage coming in. They know a lot about protections and changing protections, and maybe a little bit more pro style.
Eli, I think you played the fewest preseason snaps of your career this year. I think I didn't count them up exactly. Physically, do you feel like that's been enough?
Yeah, I mean, I got 13 years of a lot of games, a lot of regular season games and preseason playoff games. So I got a lot of snaps under my belt, and you know, you want to get in preseason, you want to try to get a little rhythm. But you know, ultimate goal is get out healthy and get, you know, kind of get a few. Get used to, you know, moving the pocket, those type of things, but yeah, ready to go now.
Do you think the first team offense had enough of a chance to build a rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, I think you build rhythm and your practices and every rep, and you know, you want to get there and just understand, yeah, it's got to be. We got to improve on some things, and you see those things, we improve on them, but we should be ready for Sunday.
Eli, looking back, obviously you don't want to look back on last season, but when last season ended, did that week one in Dallas hang with you guys a little bit more than maybe you expected it to?
I don't think so. I think we moved on and you know, played some close games and you know, this year hopefully we have as many close games. We just got to win them.
What sticks out most from that game when you think back about it or see it, or
just that we lost? So that's the only thing that matters.
Is it getting to the point? I mean, you guys have missed the playoffs 4 years in a row. I mean, are you sitting there going, we've got to get back, it's got to be this year? How do you approach something like that?
You approach it, hey, this is week one, and you can't make the playoffs week one. So you got to get, you know, play game by game, and as it gets closer to the end of this, you know, end of the year, you can see where you're standing, is what you have to do, but still, you know, you still got to go and play each and every week and be prepared for every situation.
I know it's just one game, but you guys haven't won an opener in, I think, 5 years. Is that something that weighs on you at all?
No, I mean, it's hey, you go out there and hopefully, you know, we got to play well. We got to play our style of football and you know, just try to get the win.